double teaming you all today because we have a special event. I am about, I don't know, 3.5 feet away from Steve. He's in the Air studio, and I'm in our special Studio 50 where we have great concerts, and we have a tremendous one today. We're featuring a rising vocal star from New York City, Anaïs Reno. Al warned me, like, you know, not to mention your age, but I think the fact that you're 20 and you've played all around the world is noteworthy. She's being backed by a quintet of musicians from the Compaq Big Band, and I think we have a great concert. And let's see, we have Anaïs Reno on vocals, Chris Hildebrand on tenor saxophone, Michelle Hirsch on drums. We have Gil Bristol on bass. We have Dave King on guitar, Dennis Cesari, nice Italian name, I hope I pronounced it right, on keys. And this was all basically brought to us by the leader of the Compaq Big Band, Al Saloki, who I think is somewhere in the back, but he's the reason why we're all here. So, Anaïs, take it away.
One, two, one, two, one, two, three. The night is young, the skies are clear. So if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's de-lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, delicious, it's de-lovely. I can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it is dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's delovely. Time marches on and soon it's plain. You've won my heart and I've lost my brain. It is delightful, it's delicious, and it's delovely. It's delovely. See the crowd at the church. See the proud parson plopped in his perch. Hear the sweet beat of that organ pealing hot to do. Here comes the groom, boom. How they cheer, how they smile as we go galloping down the aisle. It's divine, dear. It's divine, dear. It's de wunderbar. It's de victory. It's de wallop. It's de minute. It's de voice. It's de lovely. And it is lovely. It's so fine to be a bride and has the groom at least slightly fried. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. To the pop of champagne, off we hop in our plush little plane till a bright light in the darkness coyly calls. Niagara Falls, all's well, my dear, and life's complete. And what a beautiful bridal suite. It's de rousy, it's de dreamy, it's de rhapsody, it's de lovely, it's de royal, it's de regal, it's de Ritz, it's de lovely. Thank you.
You're listening to 90.5 WICN Jazz Plus from New England. And if you're listening along and you're thinking, wow, that's great. What recording is that? I've got to go out and buy it. This is actually, it's, what do they say? It's not Memorex, it's live. This is a live concert from our Studio 50 here. We are one of the few remaining jazz stations in the world. We're based in Worcester, Massachusetts. And in Central Mass, you can get us on 90.5, but you can stream us anywhere in the world at WICN.org. I'll tell you a little more about the station later, but in the meantime, Anise, tell us about the song and tell us what you're going to do next.
Hi, thank you. Thank you all for being here today. You are so, you're such a friendly energy from the audience. Thank you. That was It's the Lovely by the great Cole Porter. And it's a pretty amazing tune because, as most of us know, he's one of the few jazz composers, or he wouldn't like to be called a jazz composer, but one of the few composers of that time who wrote both the music and the lyrics, and he wrote even more sets of lyrics than the ones that we just did. It takes you from the beginning of this whirlwind romance and all the way to the grandkids are having kids, and it's just adorable, and it's so lovely. We didn't do all of it because this is a radio show. We can't go on forever. But that was featuring Chris Hildebrand on the sax. And Dave King on the guitar. And this next tune is one that I was primarily inspired by a certain recording, which is Sarah Vaughan singing it with the Count Basie Orchestra. Count Basie is known for this tune, particularly in the instrumental setting where it's considered to be corner pocket, but then with the addition of lyrics and Sarah Vaughan singing it, it kind of had a new life, and that's the one that I was very into recreating in some sort of small group setting. It's called Until I Met You. So fancy free, but really lonesome as can be, till one lucky day you came my way. I never knew what love was all about until I met you. I never thought there'd ever be a boy who'd ever care for me. Then what do you know? You made it so. I never knew what love was all about until I met you. When you kissed me, I felt the seasons change from winter to spring. To rub my eyes each time I try and realize that your love is mine. Ain't it just fine? I never knew what love was all about until I met you.
Thank you.
you kissed me, I felt the seasons change from winter to spring. And when you kissed me, I lost my reason, 'cause I had the birds sing. Love was the thing, and now I have to rub my eyes each time I try and realize your love is mine. Ain't it just fine? I never knew what love was all about until I met you.
Listening to 90.5 Jazz Plus for New England. Some of you are listening in central Massachusetts on 90.5 FM, others WICN.org all around the world. And I'm the host of Tuesday Standard Time, and usually I'm playing pre-recorded stuff, but we have a wonderful young vocalist from New York City, Anaïs Reyno, playing with members of the Compact Big Band, a quintet of them. And it just, we have in the studio, as you can hear, some enthusiastic people. I'm going to say that you're the heart of WICN. I see some hosts there, some benefactors. We even have someone who actually suggested that we air a new syndicated show. And we said, hey, you know what you're talking about. We're going to do that. So it's just a great pleasure I have to be here. I'm Tom Newtley, the Tuesday afternoon host. And I'm delighted to be able to have all of you here on the show. Anaïs Reyno is our featured artist, and Anaïs, take it away. Tell us what you're going to do and what's going on.
Thank you. Well, first, of course, that last tune, Until I Met You, was featuring Dennis Cesari on the piano. As I had mentioned, that's a tune mostly popularized by Count Basie, so had to feature our pianist, of course. And this next tune is by another fabulous pianist and arranger, Billy Strayhorn. And he is my absolute favorite. Anybody who's ever been to a show of mine or who's ever talked to me about music really knows that I don't shut up about him or Duke Ellington, them as a pair. I'm obsessed with them. And something that Strayhorn wrote a lot about in his music was flowers and botany in general. And that's because when he was a child, he had a very rough upbringing. His father was incredibly abusive. His mother died when he was young. But he was very close with his grandmother, who would take him to the garden and teach him about all the plants. And it's beautiful to see how, as a composer, as a lyricist, that informed what he created as he grew up, because it's all over his music. And this tune is an example of that. This is called Passion Flower.
Passion. sent from the blue above. You're a flower of love. A star in flight, laughing through the night. Your lips keep taunting me.
That was my sentiment exactly. Wow. You know, I love that song, Anais. I'm not sure I'd ever heard it with lyrics. It's so beautiful. That is tremendous. You're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Standard Time, and we have a live concert with members of the Compact Big Band and vocalist Anais Reno here on 90.5 Jazz Plus for New England. I imagine some of you listening on our broadcast at 98.5 FM. And for those of you who and want to be able to listen to us anywhere around the world, we stream on WICN.org. And we're going to be singing and playing, I guess, probably right up until about the 4 o'clock hour. And then after the news and weather, Anais and I and the compact big band leader, Al Saloki, will sit down and talk about the music. But Anais, you blew one of my questions, which is going to be, who's your favorite songwriter or songwriting team? So now I know it's Billy Strayhorn and Duke. Indeed. But I have many more to run by you. It'll be like
Apologies.
One of those quiz, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think about Cole Porter? You know, something like that. So stay tuned for that after this. What are you going to do next?
This next tune is by another great composer, and this is one that you likely probably haven't heard. It's by Tad Dameron, but this is a tune that up until recently had never been published to the public in most spheres of the jazz world. A select few had access to it, but you couldn't just listen to it if you wanted to, because there are some tunes that have remained in Tad Dameron's catalog with lyrics, of which there are few and far between, that have recently come to light. This one is called Never Been in Love, not to be confused with I've Never Been in Love Before. Different tunes. I was wise beyond my years, laughed no laughs and cried no tears. Love was just a word, an absurdity. Love could never happen to me. Never been in love, I've never been in love. Never been in love with anyone. I've hardly spoke of love, made a joke of love. Rugged individual, I passed it by without a try. Never touched a hand that could touch my hand. No one's kiss left memories in my heart. I was too smart. Life was brightly dull, one exciting love. Then her smile reached out to me and lit the place and changed my face. Sentimental, sweet and gentle, happy I could cry all at once. I'm gentle as a lamb. I've never been in love, but now I am.
But now I am, I've never
I am.
That was great, Anais. As I said before, you're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Standard Time here on 90.5. And you may notice, if you're paying attention to me instead of the singer, which is a ridiculous thing to do, that I keep looking at the man behind the glass, Steve Miller, and asking him if the level is right. There's so many technical things that we have to keep track of here to make sure everything's working. And, you know, for all I know, no one out in the Ethernet is even hearing this, but I'm assuming you are because someone would have called. But this is always the work of many, many people who work in tandem at this station, not only Steve Miller at the board there, but the man who's making this band sound as good as they are, which is Mr. Jeff Hagen. He's running all the electronics. And usually, this is kind of modeled after the Emerging Artists series, which actually Steve Miller on the other side of the glass does one Friday a month at noon. And the man that does that usually is mixing here. He couldn't make it today, but he gave of his time with Al Saloki, me, and Jeff. And I'm going to have to tell you, we drove everyone at WICN nuts a couple of weeks ago when we heard one of those concerts. And then yesterday, let's move this. Can we do this? Hey, what about that? What about this? So I want to thank our general manager, David Ginsburg, and our executive director, Melanie LeBeouf, for putting up with us and squeezing us into the schedule because we weren't originally scheduled. I can't even keep track of how many great live concerts we put on. I believe we have a brown bag concert tomorrow, and we have so many things. Just go to the website, wicn.org, and you can learn about everything we're doing. It's just amazing to me. I didn't know about this station. Well, I guess it was 20 years ago, but before that, there was a vast wasteland, and then I discovered WICN. So thank you, everyone involved. I haven't even mentioned some of the great people like Michelle Wilson and Emily Morrow and all that, but especially Brad Pierce, because he really donated his time to help us. And speaking of which, our musicians here are donating their time. Anais Reyno, thank you so much. Tell us what we're up to next here on 90.5.
We're going to be doing a tune by the wonderful Bill Evans. This is actually a very well-known tune in the jazz canon, but it's a relatively new one for me to sing. I've known it for years, always admired it, but I was a little bit scared of it, admittedly, because it's so precious and because it's so admired. And I think that there's a certain gusto that has to come with approaching a tune like that. But I'm sure you'll recognize this. This is called Waltz for Debbie. And we're gonna feature our wonderful pianist, Dennis Cesari.
Populated by dolls and clowns and a prince and a big purple bear, lives my favorite girl, unaware of the worried frowns that we weary grown-ups all wear. Silent music, songs that are spun of gold, somewhere in our own little head. One day, all too soon, she'll grow up and she'll leave her dolls and her prince and her silly old bear. As they whisper goodbye,
I will miss her, I know, but then so will by dolls and clowns and a prince and a big purple bear. Liz, my favorite girl, unaware of the worried frowns that we weary grown-ups all silent music, songs that are spun of gold, somewhere in her own little head. And one day, all too soon, she'll grow up and she'll leave her dolls and her prince and her silly old bear. Goodbye. They will miss her, I know, but then so
absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Anais. This is a special edition of the Tuesday Afternoon Standard Time here on 90.5. I'm your usual Tuesday afternoon host, not your special host. I guess that would be Steve Miller. But anyway, I'm Tom Newtley, and I'm so happy to be able to bring this quintet of members of the Compact Big Band and our star vocalist, Anais Reno. Thank you so much for being here and doing this. And what do you got in store for us now?
This is a very popular standard. I'm not going to say too much about it because you'll know about it right away. It's called Lover Man. I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing, lover man, where can you be? The night is cold, and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. I got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Lover man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet, and you'll dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ears. Hugging, kissing, oh, what we've been missing. Lover man, oh, where can you be?
Thank you so much. This is, those of you who know me, I'm rarely at a loss for words. This is so amazing. This is 90.5 WICN Jazz Plus for New England, streaming live on WICN.org. Take it away.
Yay! Thank you. We have just one more tune for you, but thank you all for coming out, and, just one more time, I don't know if I'm stealing your thunder by doing this. I wanted to say thank you to everybody in the band. So on sax, that is Chris Hildebrand. On the piano, Dennis Cesari. Dave King on guitar. Gail Bristol on the bass. And Michelle Hirsch on drums. We did a late rehearsal last night, and that's pretty much all they got, and they pulled it together immediately, and they rehearsed ahead of time and looked at the charts. That's a rare thing. So I really appreciate it. Thank you for making this all come together. And of course, thank you to Al Saloki for organizing this with Tom. This obviously wouldn't have even been possible without you and your wonderful support. And of course, we have Jeff on sound, and we have Alan taking photos. And it's been just such a lovely experience getting this together. I don't get to come to Boston very much, and I'd love to come here more. So thank you for being here. And we have one more tune for you. This is one that you might not know, but I'm sure you will be humming it on your way home, because it is just one of the most joyful jazz tunes I've ever heard. And there's a bunch of recordings that you can find of it. It's brilliant. It's called Sweet Pumpkin. Thank you for being here.
I'm in love with you. So be a sweet pumpkin, say you love me too. If you do, I am certain we could be one of the happiest couples in this society. I've got a feeling that I'm just your style. Just throw your arms around me, and you'll get plenty of love. said, you'll be mine.
Thank you so much. Anais Reno on vocals.
Thank you so much.
Here on 90.5. That's our last tune. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. Trust me, it's so great. Thank you. Steve Miller just gave me the high sign. He's going to play a few pre-recorded tunes. I know that's not quite as good as live jazz, but and then after the NPR news at the top of the hour and Steve's great reading of the weather, Al and Anais and I will be on mic and just talking a little bit about jazz vocals, what you're up to. And actually, I didn't mention this before, but Anais came to town in part to rehearse with the Compact Big Band because they are playing a concert, the Compact Big Band with Anais on vocals, in May at City Winery in Boston. So we might even talk a little bit about that. Thank you all for coming. You are what keep us going. As I said, when I'm on air, I know that you're out there, but I can't really visualize. It's so great to see some of our very core listeners here in front of me. It was worth the price of admission. Thank you so much.